something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Now you saw us, now you don't.
We're back to all audio, bots.
That's right. Find out why right now on TNT. How's it going, bot?
Hey, bot. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're back in full on.
And it's Monday drops.
Monday drops, but I guess the bigger news is we're audio only again.
Yes.
Right? This is because there. Some people probably never went to the YouTube or never watched it, so it doesn't make a difference for them.
Yeah.
But for you and I, it was different, even though we were just talking still. It's a different kind of mindset when you're telling stories, when you're talking with a video. And it took a while for us to realize that it was different. I think in a way it kind of takes away from just the beauty of audio only.
So I feel like it's more intimate when it's audio only. And I know...
Yeah.
I found that I understand why we tried the video thing. It was to cast a wider net and maybe find a new audience and all that stuff. But I found that mainly the only people that were going to the video version were people that were listening to the audio version. And they were like, oh, that sounds like a funny moment. I want to go cross-reference it on YouTube. But I don't feel like, A, we were exploiting the visual medium, because it was like watching House of Commons TV.
Because it's a conversation for an hour.
Wallpaper. There's nothing happening.
It's different.
Yeah. And I felt like I was more concentrated on appearing engaged and staring into the lens than I was thinking of about what you were saying or what I was going to say next or of a funny character and things like that. It was born in audio, and so this is where it will live.
Yeah, so it just kind of makes sense to be back full on mindset wise. You don't have to brush your hair before you sit down and talk.
And that's maybe the best part.
Yeah, right?
But here's the other thing. We're going to continue to make some videos, but maybe we'll just like play a game in a 3 or 4 minute video and put that up on the internet as opposed to a whole hour camera footage.
We're not giving up on the medium. We figure we should try something different for that medium as opposed to the same thing that we're doing. And somehow we didn't realize that it kind of ends up changing the original idea, which is just like a kind of long-form audio conversation.
Yeah.
And we thought if you just turn on a camera, it'll be the same thing, but it just ended up feeling different. And not that it was bad or anything, like you said, just more kind of self-conscious when you're thinking about what to say, as opposed to this, when you just kind of, you can scratch your face, or if your ear's itchy, you can scratch it.
Yeah. Right?
There's those stupid little things that kind of interrupt your train of thought.
When I was really excited to record today for so many reasons. So let's start by thanking the buds for their patience with us as we took some summer. Thank you for your patience with us as we experimented with the visual medium, which felt like a natural step, and it probably was. But we are opting to go back to our roots, which is great. And let us also tell the buds that though things have been sort of quiet on the TNT front, it's not because we are fading away. It's because we've been plotting huge, exciting moves that we'll be announcing really for the next few weeks. Every show will have a big TNT announcement, including something that is happening in August.
Yeah.
Something else that we're working on album-wise. But let's start with the most exciting news in July.
It's really months. There's all kinds of months leading up to the album and all that fun stuff after that, even. And Bose, the wonderful, the Bose, well, I guess it's Oktoberfest in September.
Yeah.
Is what that is. That's happening too. That'll be a gas as well. But anyway,
Super fun. Remember last year some weather challenges?
Yeah. So this year it's going to be a whole new ball game.
It is September 20th and 21st, 2019, in Van Cleek Hill, Ontario.
Yeah.
And what a lineup. New Pornographers, Shad, Jen Grant, Neon Dreams from Halifax, Birds of Bellwoods, Caravan, John Jacob Magistery, What If Elephants, Walter Ostenek, hosted by Taggart and Torrens.
Going to be a good time, bud. Maybe we can get some Ostenek patterns going with the accordion jams.
Wicked. I would love that.
Have you met him before?
No, have you?
Never. No, I haven't. I've seen him. Like, I've seen him around at events and Junos and stuff like that, but I've never had the opportunity to be like, hey, man, how's it going?
What's his connection to Weird Al?
Well, I don't know. Other than Weird Al's like a accordion player at first and foremost. That's his jam, right?
I'm trying to remember. It's not his dad or anything.
No, I guess
he's just that probably, he loves them.
He grew up with his records. He was the guy buying his records.
Right.
All those records that he sold were Weird Al. And then that was that. He was fantastic.
There it is. Yeah, they're both known for exceptional accordion playing.
Yeah.
Is
Weird Al noted for exceptional accordion playing?
That's what it says on Walter Ostenek's bio.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, fun fact, both he and Weird Al are known for exceptional accordion playing.
They jam. I, you know what? I would have seen you for being able to pick one of those up and just rip on it.
Do you know what? I owned one. Yeah. And one of the notes was stuck. So every time you pried it apart, it was like, nee, 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 nee. So depending on what you were playing, if it was in key, it sounded dope. But if it was not in key.
How about this? This is your choices, and it's your neighbor what they play. One, and you got to pick one of them. Your neighbor jams 3 hours a day of A, accordion, B, saxophone, or C, xylophone. Which one are you like, I can take this one, but the other two are just too much?
Well, in picturing my neighbors where I live, I would pick xylophone because I don't even think I'd hear it from here.
Oh, you'd hear it.
But it also depends.
Let's pretend you can hear it. Let's pretend you live beside your different neighbors right by beside you. You got to take the scenario of like, oh, okay.
Well, I think I need two questions.
What?
The first question is, how long have they been playing the instrument?
They're all proficient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's already better. It's not like...
Yeah, they're going to be jamming. Yeah.
It's not like bagpipe camp for 1 week.
No, it's not like some guy pretending he's John Coltrane all out.
Right.
It's like straight
up. Like if you were going to play the sax solo from your latest trick for 3 hours a day, I don't think I'd ever get tired of that.
Oh, yeah? What about if it was like smooth jazz, like Kenny G styles?
I think I'm on team xylophone. What about you?
I think I'm gonna take accordion, because no matter what, it kind of feels fun no matter what. Even if it's sad, it kind of feels good.
Like you're having a good time?
Yeah, saxophone can be loud, man.
Clarence Clemens just moved in downstairs.
Big baritone. Bah, bah. Hey, at the party.
I'm going to give you three instruments.
Have you ever seen somebody like blow a horn at somebody like in anger, or just how loud it actually is? Have you heard?
Like who blows a horn at somebody in anger?
I've seen that a few times. like a trumpet. Like, fuck you with the trumpet. Like really loud, because it's so loud. It really hurts, man.
Where have you seen trumpet fights?
Like in school, in a high school band?
Oh, see, we didn't have those kinds of instruments at our school. Do you know...
Oh, yeah! With the tuba, like, get out of my face.
I have never seen that type of choral.
Oh, it's loud. It'd be like screaming in someone's ear, right? Like, get out of my hair.
Have you seen...
It's like putting a firework and popping a cherry bomb.
There are several versions of this on the internet. One is, like, you just see a tunnel in France, and you hear...
And it's a guy on a trombone.
Yep. Yeah. It's a guy sitting on the back of a scooter with a trombone.
Yeah. I've seen
it. It makes me laugh every time.
You know what makes me oh, anyway, go ahead. I don't
know. What makes you laugh?
That, did you see that meme somebody made of the Kawhi Leonard trade? Or before the trade, but when everyone was fighting, all the Lakers fans and the Clippers fans and the, well, it was mostly Raptors versus the Lakers, right? That were all on Twitter at war.
Yeah.
But someone made a meme of this brawl in the high school. Did you see them in the lockers?
No.
These kids just going throwing bombs at each other, and then all of a sudden this guy comes in breakdancing through
like, the crowd?
While these guys, there's a big melee, and this guy just starts breakdancing.
Aww.
And every time I saw it, I just laughed. But somebody put, like, tags on the guys fighting, and one guy, Raptors, and another guy, Lakers, and they're beating up, and then all of a sudden, Kawhi comes through the bottom.
Breakdancing into the middle?
Like, I could care less. Because that's kind of what happened by him signing with the Clippers, right? Like, kind of going underneath the brawl and just going to the quiet person who's like, hey, you know, what can we do here? We're at the bottom.
Boy, the Clippers sneak was pretty intense, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, I think he was a fan growing up of the Clippers, and he didn't like the Lakers. I saw that, so... That at the end of the day, that's probably makes sense. He's got what he wanted, championship, had a great time, but in his heart, he probably wanted to be home. And he is. And
that's what he texted Nick Nurse, I'm going home.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the whole text, I'm going home.
Yeah, easy.
I say that like I know that for sure.
No, but that's what makes sense.
That was the sentiment of it for sure. I'm going home.
Because now, anyway, the parity of the league is great now with all these great players kind of not stacked on one team now. So it's going to be good for the NBA.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's next? What were you saying?
Here, sidetracked. I was going to give you three instruments that a neighbor could play.
Mm.
And you live really close to them.
Uh-huh.
Like a row house, so you share a wall.
Yeah, okay.
And where you sit and watch TV in the living room... That's his bedroom, and he's practicing.
Okay, like the guy with the contraption beside your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that kind of.
You can hear it that intensely.
Yeah. Okay.
High school guitarist, learning "Sweet Child of Mine," 3 hours a day.
Come on, not the same. Anything the same all the time is going to be grinding. Like, come on, the kids that can't change a song. But that's I get you. Okay. It should be
opera singer.
Oh,
doing scales.
Whoa! I know that. I've been there for that.
Or a guy who plays the timpani in a like community orchestra.
Well, I mean that guy's not lasting in an apartment very long at all. I guarantee he's working on. He's doing his first thing, and there's gonna be five neighbors pounding on his door, below and above, all around the apartment.
Have you ever met a guy that plays the timpani?
Well, I can play the timpani. I'll jam it. I'll crush the timpani.
Can you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, man.
Will you do a cover of Bittersweet Timpani?
It's just all just timpani, timpanis.
Because it's bittersweet timpani. That's life.
Bum, bum, dugga, dung. It's right like all huge timpani spats.
Bittersweet Timpani.
It'd
be amazing. Cause it's bittersweet timpani that's I would download that song.
Okay, so obviously the timpani guy we're cool with, even though it's so loud. And the opera man, like the Steve from OLP in L.A. had some guy below him that was singing all the time like that.
No.
Like, just like an armchair opera singer. It's like, oh boy. Like a movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was kind of opera slash like cheesy metal. It was probably
that
just
might
some,
be the worst.
Probably some guy. Like, it's kind of like what Laramie would be in a way. Like, on the couch, eating chips, and like a rock star in his mind, right? Never quite made it, but like, practices all the time. Okay, it's time. Gonna watch the feud, and then I do my scales. Oh. He's watching Steve Harvey.
Do you know anyone who sings while they eat?
Like, what do you mean? Like, oh.
Well, like chewing, like.
Oh, yeah. Kids, well, my kids do. What? But they sing when they're doing everything sometimes.
More it's like Annie. A happy song.
Annie. Yeah, not, but, Hummers when they're eating older, I'm not a fan of that. Who does that?
Not a fan of it.
Have you seen people do that?
Yeah.
Like it's their thing?
Yeah.
Come on. Give them a plate of spaghetti and they just start humming?
Yeah. This is what I've been meaning to talk to you about. I listened to, I went in a Phil Collins hole.
Yeah.
And I went into a Genesis hole, and I went into a Genesis live hole.
Nice.
Like, and I was listening
like
to
Peter Gabriel, even or just
no more, just Phil Collins.
Okay, so past.
And I was listening to like, circa Land of Confusion, like that whatever that album was, that kind of tour, probably mid '90s.
Okay.
And there's a version of, I think it's Taking It All Too Hard.
Taking It All Away.
Where Phil Collins does, you know, the call and answer that a lead singer does.
Yeah. Yeah, to
so
the crowd.
You be the audience, and I'll be Phil Collins, and I have to assume he's on the GAC.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
So imagine there's a beat like this.
Okay.
Yay-o!
Yay-o!
Yay-o-yo!
Yay-o!
Yodel yay-o-yo!
Yodel yay-o-yo!
Yodel yay-yay-yay! He was losing the crowd because it was so complicated.
It was all over the place.
Doodly yeah yeah, oh yeah. Like, so complicated, and you can hear 20,000 people like, I think they don't commit to it because they're not sure.
He's in like Boise trying to lay down all these rhythms.
Yeah, I think it was Europe. But you know the boodle ding king canka doodle doo dee boodle ding king canka doodle doo.
Yeah.
He was doing some of them over that guitar. Like, you could tell the guitar player was like, all right, let's start the song, Phil. So he started the riff, but Phil wasn't finished with his doodle yay yay oh. So complicated. Did a certain lead singer that you ever played with?
Want me to do the guy? It's like, you be the crowd, okay?
Okay.
Ba ba da da.
Ba ba da da.
Ba ba da ba da 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 da.
Ba ba da 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 da.
Ba de ba da 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 ba de da.
Ba de ba de da da ba da.
Ba da.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- It's a great gag.
Okay, ready?
It doesn't even start nice. Take a break, bud.
All right, bud.
We're just getting her going. Stay with us.
The bod bus is booked. 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 It's booked. It's booked, bud. The bod bus is booked. It's booked. It's booked. The bod bus is booked.
The bod bus has been booked. We are coming, bod bus. What?
It's exciting.
It is super exciting.
I'm just excited.
I'm fired up too. We're going on a bus to Montreal with bots.
You actually introduced a portion of this equation that I didn't even realize. We get to go on the bus too.
Yeah.
We go on the bus.
We go on the bus. We go, we on, go the bus on the
bus. We go on the bus.
A to B.
So here's how it's going to work. We've booked a bus. It's going to leave from Toronto on the 23rd of July. At, I think we said around 1, early afternoon.
Yeah.
Location TBD.
Yes.
It will drive the bods and us to Montreal.
Yes.
The people will stay overnight. Our show will be at 11 o'clock the next morning. It'll leave Montreal for Toronto probably 2 p.m.-ish.
Yes.
For the drive back to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
If you get on the bod bus, here's what's included. Transportation to and from Montreal, and a ticket to the Taggart and Torrance show Wednesday morning at 11.
For the Just for Laughs Bod Fest.
Yeah, we'll buy some chippies, and safe to say we'll have some snacks on the bus.
Absolutely.
Some chippies and some Chicago mix.
Yeah.
There will be the entertainment on the bus, and we'll chat with the buds and everything.
I think we actually got it. We got a DM from a brewery that wanted to donate some bod sods.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta
see this thing is taking off.
Yeah, so yeah.
So here's what's not included: your night's accommodation in Montreal. We're looking into see if like JFL has a hotel code that they use, or if we can get some type of bod rate somewhere. But suffice to say, the bus is not inexpensive. But we wanted to do it because you buds have been so awesome and patient. So
yeah.
There are only 25 seats available on the bod bus because we're going and a camera crew is probably going. So there are 25 seats available to get on the bod bus. The only Canadianity way to do this is first come, first served.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy, tell the people how we're going to do this.
How we're going to do it?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to email us at bodbus@gmail.com and basically give us your name, and that's it. We'll put you on the list.
So we'll the first 25 people that email us are on. So you can't email and say it's me and my three friends. It's one email per spot on the bus.
Yeah, bodbus being bahdbus@gmail.com. Email us and get on the list. For the bus.
First 25 people that email us are on the bus. The next people that email us, we will write back and say you're on a priority cancellation list. So if a bud cancels and a seat frees up, you might be able to get on the bus.
Yes.
Yeah. So first 25 people to email budbus@gmail.com, we will write you back and say you're on your number 6, you're on your number 9. And we might be able to sneak 26 people on.
That would be sneaky.
Yeah.
But it might work. How fun would it be?
Yeah.
I was trying to find that old jam, Get on the Bus, but I couldn't find it. So.
It's something that we really wanted to do. We did a lot of research into the best method to do it. And sometimes in life, there are a lot of reasons why you shouldn't do something and only one reason to do it, which is why not.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time. Guaranteed.
Super good. The only problem is if people are going to get super banged up on the bus.
That's not.
And that's
happen.
The most fun part of the thing. Then they're going to walk into the show like asleep.
You can't. But you're not allowed to get banged up on the bus. That's. You can have like we got to figure out the parameters on that one, because the last thing you want.
Yeah,
is
how does
be
it
like
work?
A bunch of people going to a Buffalo Bills game, and all you have is like a bunch of hurl all over the seats at the end of the bod bus.
Gross. It's not going to turn into the barf bus.
No. No, it's not going to be like that.
Anyway, so there you go. There's exciting announcement number one. Budbus@gmail.com. First 25 people get on the list. The next 75 people get on a priority cancellation list. What are we going to do if Timmy gets on the list but Amanda doesn't and they're a couple? How do we do that? We're going to figure it out.
Yeah, hopefully they get in under the wire. I mean, we can't have like four people on top of the bus.
No.
We'll figure it out. Try and figure things out. Next thing you know, there's like four Ubers behind the bus.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder, how much is an Uber?
How much is an Uber from Toronto to Montreal?
Yeah.
Probably like $400.
Huh.
It's a guess.
So it might have been cheaper to get several Ubers.
That's a lot of, well, that's not a lot of Ubers in the big picture.
I guess.
It's not 25, that's for sure.
So there you go.
Maybe my JR math might not collect on that, but that's let's get on that train. It's going to be good times.
Super good. I love it when a plan comes together.
Too bad we couldn't have like a 50-person super bod bus with like double decker and a band on the top. But
well, who said we couldn't?
That's maybe next year.
Yeah. Yeah. If this works, and by the way, JFL is into it.
Yeah, they love
it. So they're going to, they're the ones who are furnishing our guest list to allow us to put all the buds on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, by the way, I think our guest list is bigger than the number of bus attendees. So if you'd like to come, but you don't have the...
That's the other
option. We could probably get you on.
Maybe you're in the Montreal area from Ottawa. Yeah. It's not too far. We've had lots of good times in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to come out there. Maybe we can figure that out. That would be perfect. Anyway, I don't think we're turning away bods, that's for sure, from just coming to the show.
Are we allowed to say, because Dynalone knows about the bus and they're into the bus, are we allowed to say we'll premiere a song or even two from the record at the JFL show?
Maybe, but we could preview it on the bod bus, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let him hear a jam or two.
Nouse.
A little preview. Nouse. Nouse is back in the house.
Is it?
My kids say Nouse sometimes. Which is
Scott
your...
Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
Has a brother named Derek Thompson who used to work on Jonovision.
Yeah.
And he was like sort of audience wrangler, production assistant, production coordinator type, really smart, but also one of those dudes that you're like, man, you are so funny, it makes me sick, but also shocked that someone could just innately be that funny. Like, super upbeat, lovable guy, really
like
funny.
Basically, 99.9% of people hanging out with you feel that way. Like me.
I don't know if that's true.
I believe that to be true. And I know there are others that are. But, yeah.
Derek Thompson was the first guy that I ever heard say, nice. And he'd hit nice so hard that the C was like sort of a sibilant S. Hey, Derek, is there any chance there's a couple of waters around for the visiting actors or whatever? Oh, yeah, nice. And so like, nice has kind of become nouse. Oh, nouse.
It's kind of like a Gino Vannelli. Nice.
Nouse.
Nice. Is it kind of like what was the DJ?
That sounds like Sid Fisher.
No, nice is the DJ guy from Toronto from the 80s. Chris Shepherd. Nice.
Oh, Chris Shepherd.
Yeah. Nice.
Chris Shepherd's got a back of the throat voice with a vague English accent.
Yeah, that's not.
It's time to trip the light, fantastic.
Because he's from Scarborough.
Is he?
I don't know, right? What do you think? You tell me. Do his bio. You throw out where you think he's from. Say.
Chris Shepherd was born in Yorkshire upon Avon upon Kent, but at the age of one, moved to Scarborough. So maybe he has a British passport, but there's no life experience that would suggest he should have a British accent.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Chris Shepherd carved out a path for himself.
Yeah,
he was... Big time.
He was a future seer because he was like the first DJ to capitalize on that stuff, right?
Exactly.
And he made a lot of... He was making cash back in the 80s, man, every weekend. Just burling.
Yeah. How about, like, Love, Inc.?
Yeah.
BKS? That was all him. You're a Superstar? That was him.
Could you see him in the club? Like, do him in the bar when he was just pounding, like, super popular.
So come up to get ask for a request.
I'll be a girl in the club.
Okay.
Chris!
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Deidre.
Deidre.
Yeah.
Deidre, I like it.
Can I buy you a drink?
I'm just fine, thank you. I have a policy where I don't take drinks from strangers. I have a tab at the bar if you want to just get a drink and put it on mine, love.
So do you want me to get you a drink from the bar?
No, sorry. Let me take my headphones off. I'm just fine. I only drink water while I'm working. Yeah.
Can I?
Oh, I became Bonnie there for a second.
I kind of like that he's Bonnie all of a sudden. It's like Bonnie's his mom. He's not British at all. It's just Bonnie's not British. Yeah.
Bonnie's Chris Shepherd's mom. That's a Canadianity bomb that no one saw coming. Here's what I would like to say. Chris Shepherd has always been in my relatively limited dealings with him, which include, I think, being on Jonovision.
That's great. That's right.
Always been the nicest dude, and he really, really made a career out of something that did not exist when he started.
That's like the... Let's think of the top five guys that, like, that's not your real voice, is it, guys?
Huh.
Like, he's kind of one of them. And, like Randy Macho Man Savage would be another, like, imagine he's like, hey, yo, how are you doing?
That's actually how he talks?
Apparently, yeah. That's apparently how he talked all the time. People be like, dude, you can drop it right now. He's like, I don't know what you mean, dude.
Or fake accent guy.
Yeah. Like,
who went away for a week and came back with an accent.
Yeah, like, you're just like, come on, that's not... Or just sometimes people have a voice that's like, there's no... I just don't believe that's your real voice.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah,
I got Jonathan. 2 tickets to the Blue Jays game. Do you want one?
That's like Jonathan wakes up and he's a Muppet.
Hey, how are you doing? Hey. Sorry. Sorry. So sorry.
You called down to front desk with that voice?
Can I get some...
Let's do this top five.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
It is the top five.
Top five.
Is it the top five summer jams or top five passive-aggressive jams?
Yeah, because it's like, yeah. Well, I guess hot summer jams, right? Hot temper summer jams?
Hot temper summer jams.
Yeah. Right? Playing this.
I can't go on with you like that. Hey, Vanessa.
Yeah?
I guess I just I wanted to drive out here by the water reservoir.
Why?
And just listen to this song and just kind of, I guess, chat about how things are going with us.
I guess it's going okay. What are you saying?
What? When you hear the lyrics to this song, what do you think?
Are you questioning something?
I guess I'm just saying, just the way you act sometimes, you know?
What do you mean? I really don't like the way I act? You don't want to go on with me like that?
Well, oh, it's interesting to hear that you say that. Why do you say that? What is it about your behavior that I wouldn't want to go on with you like?
Well, I kind of, I got a bit mad yesterday and pushed you off the dock in front of your parents.
Yeah. And I thought you got mad when I asked you if there was anything going on with you and Tyler.
No. Right? No, but you know that we were just talking.
Okay, but then I was going to ask you about Freddy, because I saw you and Tyler talking by the campfire the other night, and then when Freddy came over, Tyler and Freddy exchanged words, and I was like, why are they exchanging words?
Because Freddy, I was with Freddy, and I said, I've never seen anybody do a Rubik's Cube, the whole thing, that fast. And he said he did it in under 5 minutes, so then I told Tyler that, and he was like, wow, really? So that's why they were talking.
I guess I was thinking more about like Rubik's pubes and whether any of those were involved.
No, I don't think so.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay.
What's the problem anyway? I'm sorry, I have friends that are boys too, so.
You know what, it's fine.
I mean, we're together, you and me, it's it. I mean, I have to go out tonight at 8 o'clock, though. I have to. My friend Philip, who's an electrician, said he would fix the Coleman stove at my parents' house.
But this is a prime example. Coleman stove is kind of a portable thing. And you could probably just bring it over here, and he could just come here and fix it.
I know, but he says he wants to do it at his place, or fix it at his place.
Do what exactly, though? Because that's my point. Do what? He wants to do what?
Fix it at his place, then. I have to get it and bring it over there. Anyway, it's just complicated. You don't know how to fix those things anyway, so you just stay here.
Okay. Perfect. She's catting around.
You think?
Yeah, she's catting around on him.
I mean, it's just a matter of time, I guess, right?
It's like there's some air getting in that Ziploc bag.
It's all he needs to do is go follow her for 20 minutes.
Do you know any ladies who are prone to that type of behavior?
What? Why does it have to be ladies? I know a lot of guys that are like that. Promiscuous.
Okay. But do you know any ladies who are serial cheaters?
Not to my knowledge, really. I've heard stories.
When you've heard of couples that someone has been caught straying, what percentage stays together and what percentage breaks up?
I don't know. It depends, right? I've seen people break up and regret that they've broken up. I've seen people stay together and regret that they've stayed together, right? It depends on the relation, I guess. I think if you're, I don't know, a lot of people that are like 80 and 90 after a long time of relationships, they tend to look at the big picture of what they mean to each other, and then there's a checklist, I guess, from there. But I mean, when you really love somebody, sometimes people make mistakes, and yeah, you forgive them because you know that there's a love there that's a bond, and sometimes things can happen.
Did you say when people are 80 or 90?
Yeah, if they're really old, it's like a lot of the stuff that you see when you're 30 and 40 as like, this is the end of the relationship stuff. They go, well, that's the small stuff, you know?
Pounding.
Well, not just that. There's other reasons that people break up and they get upset at lying or whatever that had nothing to do with sex. But I'm saying blowing up and taking it to a level that in the end, it's regrettable, right? If you're not together anymore. And vice versa.
What percentage of breakups do you think stem from dalliances?
I don't know. Probably lots. But there's probably a lot with money. People lose jobs or people get like sick. Or there's lots of reasons that people don't stay together anymore. And I think that's just one of them. What do you think? How's your view on that? You think that's the number one reason people break up is pounding?
Well, I think it might be the biggest symptom.
Side pounding?
I'm going to say side pounding is probably a factor in 96% of breakups.
Really?
Yeah, but often I think side pounding is the symptom of a bigger problem.
Yeah.
So instead of addressing the problem or fixing the problem or breaking up before it gets to that.
Yeah.
I think it probably gets to that, whether it started with that or not.
I think there's people that probably get break up over even less, like over emails or like verbal pounding on sliding into DMs, getting there. Like people break up from that too, right? That's gotta be the same ballpark. VP, what's verbal pounding?
Yeah. I always thought, in a way, you have private jokes with people and, you know, a linguistic shorthand. That is more hurtful. Right? You have a running joke with somebody else? That's not cool.
Yeah, right? You're cracking
up. VP is worse. VP. All right. Let's take a break, bud.
Okay.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
So I'm waiting for the countertop guy.
Countertops.
This Love is it. The, so we put in an island a couple years ago, and there was a countertop guy, and he came and he put the countertop on the island, and then it didn't match our countertops. So you know how you chip away at things? And
yeah.
So we thought, you know, maybe this year we'll change the other countertops so that it matches the countertops that we have.
Yeah. And it's not, you're not talking about, it's not the butcher block counter.
No.
This is the count, is it granite?
Yeah, it's granite. But okay. The one we have, we got our kitchen through IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that we have is IKEA. So we're going to change the rest of the countertop so that it matches the countertop that's on the island.
Gotcha.
Because it's a small town, the countertop people are like, yeah, we'll be there sometime Monday. because it's a small town, that I know that the job they were just doing was at my sister-in-law's place. So... they said you'll be there sometime Monday, and we had the inside intel that they were doing my sister-in-law's place, so we were like, well, you know what, when you leave, we said to my sister-in-law, when they leave your place, just let us know that they're on the way. So we've had the intel probably 45 minutes ago that they were on the way, and so you and I were kind of, I was looking out the window a little bit to see where the countertop guys were, and I figured they must have stopped at Swiss Chalet or something to get their lunch on. Because I haven't seen them yet. But guess what just happened in the last 15 seconds?
What?
You can't guess? You can't guess.
They're here?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just showed up.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we do? Just take
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just... Do you want to deal them in when they knock on the door?
Yeah, we've never done this before. Let's let it ride a little bit.
All right. Let's just let it ride. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to knock. Henry's going to bark.
Yeah.
And I have a theory that they stopped for lunch somewhere. So maybe that's what they're doing.
Are they carrying the granite right now, or are they just like walking to? All right. Well, see them walking.
Let me walk over to the door. You know what? Yeah. What? Have you crushed a Beyond Meat burger from A&W yet?
No, I haven't. How are they?
They're phenomenal.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm just looking out the window at the countertop masks. They're here.
If it's plants, I mean, and it's saving an animal, I'll crush it.
You know what? It's great. And I had heard a lot of people say that it was great before I tried one. Oh, here they come. They're coming to the door. They're coming to the wrong door. One sec.
Have you tried the Tim Hortons ones, too? This is it the same company?
Fellas?
Oh,
yeah. How are you guys?
Here we go.
Come on in. Jer, I'm going to have to call you back, bud.
Oh, that's the end of it then, eh, bud?
That's okay. The end of her.
Okay.
I'll call you right back.
Fucking right, eh?
Thanks for inviting me to this craft brewery. It is as cool as everyone says. I'm surprised I couldn't even get a table in here without... Because I don't have a beard and I only have one tattoo. Like, I started a sleeve because my cousin is a tattoo artist, but he only sneaks me in nights and weekends when he's not doing, like, paid customers.
There's only, like, four of us in here. And I'll do more thinking for all of us. So it's more like there's 16 people in here.
Do you know, the only thing is, I sort of have a sensitivity to hops. Like when there's hops in the beer, it upsets my tummy.
I have a problem with barley. Yeah, it gives me hives.
See, I have a problem with wheat.
The wheat? Me too. Wheat. I don't like wheat either. The golden beer gives me the... It just makes my eyes red.
It's funny because it gives me the berry trot. Corbin. The sillies are kicking in because you finished half a beer.
Hey, this is my favorite Michael Jordan song.
Isn't it Elton John, Michael?
No, it's Michael Jordan and Frank something.
Which one's Frank, like the lady?
Yeah, Frankie.
I think it's Aretha Franklin.
That's it, Frankie Aretha.
Shazam.
And the other one's Michael Jordan.
How do you think I got the nickname Shazam, Corbin? Hey, listen.
What? I got Norgal. I have my favorite gum. I have some Big League Chew left.
The problem with that stuff is it's only good for the first, like, three chews, and then you're like, it's like caulking. It's like whale blubber.
It gets really soft. So soft.
Oh, see, I have the exact opposite experience. Maybe it's just the chemicals of my saliva.
It still has a smell that's so strong. The smell's so strong that you get out, and it still has a taste.
But see, I find the exact opposite. I find that when I taste it, the first few chews, it tastes really good. But then the last three chews, it's like, what am I even chewing?
This beer's really hitting me now. Wow.
Hey, calm down, buddy. We have to take the bus home, and I want you to maintain some semblance of respect.
Gotta take my shirt off, okay? It's hot in here.
Are you serious?
I got it off.
Okay.
Hey, look
at my party the way everyone at work said you do.
Listen, I got my Sharpie from my bag here. Let's make tattoos. What do you want to make? Make a tattoo on my arm over here. I'm going to do Popeye.
Do you want to know the tattoo that I've always wanted, but you're going to think it's stupid?
Not really. It's like I got my whole body. You can put it on my chest.
Well, I mean what the tattoo that I want.
What?
You tell me what tattoo you want, and then I'll do your tattoo, but then I will tell you what tattoo I want.
Okay, I'll take your shirt.
And then you'll do this tattoo.
Take your shirt off.
Okay.
All right? Okay, what do you want? And I'll draw it on you, and then I'll do Popeye later on my own, and you do another one on me.
Popeye? Is that the tattoo that you want?
No, I'll do that on my own later. But I want you to do, like, maybe like a unicorn or something?
On me?
On me.
Okay, I'll do a unicorn, but what if I put a penis instead of a horn?
Wow, that would be way crazy. Okay.
A unicorn.
Somebody started the song again in here.
Stay still, I'm trying to draw a unicorn.
Okay, hold on. That doesn't look like... Oh, man. What did you give it? Garfield eyes.
Okay, you do one on me. You ready?
I don't like the Garfield eyes.
Well, I can only draw one kind of eyes. You do this one for me, okay?
Okay, I'm doing it. Look. There, look.
The name of the New York Times bestseller by Tony Bennett is Life is a Gift. So that's all I want you to do is write Life is a Gift upside down on my chest. So every time I look down at my bare chest, I can see that life is a gift and be reminded of the words of Mr. Tony Bennett.
Okay, but I'm also going to draw a picture of Tony Bennett with his curly hair underneath it like this.
Talk about Garfield eyes.
I didn't have... That's all I can do, too, is some kind of Homer Simpson eyes.
I'm feeling sort of buzzy.
Buddies?
So I'm gonna go catch the bot.
All right.
I'm sort of buzzed.
Okay. Good night, Conrad.
Take care, Corby. Who are those dudes? Corby and Conrad? Where do they work?
Norbs.
Where they might work at Sybilis. Yeah, like one of those places with beanbag chairs.
Yeah, they're software designers at Sybilis.
Sybilis.
Right.
Taggart, you're playing in a golf tournament tomorrow?
Yeah.
What the clam?
With Taylor Pendrith, the Osprey Valley Open, the one that Jerry Dees got an exemption into. Did you hear about that?
Explain it. I think I saw something about it. What does that mean?
It means he's actually playing in this tournament as a pro with the pros, like of the whatever 100 and X players that are in it. He's one of them.
Why did he get in it as a pro?
Well, I think just for kind of publicity. He likes golf and he's an avid golfer, so makes sense for
press. But who decided? I understand why he would want to.
I think they probably did it, the club, just to come up with a cool angle to kind of for the tournament, which is good because he made that funny video, and I'm sure a lot more people would pay attention to it that normally wouldn't, as opposed to taking somebody's spot, which is unfortunate, but I think it's it's probably all right to do these things once in a while. And it'll be fun.
He's
Jerry.
So he's taking someone's spot?
He'll have a great time out there. Yeah. Trying to keep up with those guys, man, which are Dick Taylor, who hits the ball like 400 yards almost.
So you are going in it as an amateur?
Yeah, I'm playing in the Pro-Am. This tournament starts on Thursday. This is just like the Tuesday Pro-Am.
Oh, so what if you win? Do you have a shot?
Oh, no, we can win the Pro-Am for sure. Yeah. What's going on?
Is it a best ball?
Jeepers, creepers, yelling. Yeah, it's a Scramby. So that means it's we're playing with Kyle Pelini, my bud, and Simon McGinnis, who hits it really far, too. I call him Jim Carrey because he carries the ball so far. But
so are you guys, so you guys
Taylor,
are playing as a foursome?
Yeah, Taylor's just going to be crushing it. And I think we'll probably be playing from the whites, so Simon will be pounding it from the whites, maybe. I don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to go low tomorrow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So do they pull the fun rope while it's happening, or they're serious
about
it? Oh,
yeah, the fun rope starts when you get there at 11 o'clock, just having a good time, laughing it up, for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Taylor's not... He's learning the course and doing stuff like just to kind of prepare, but he's also pulling the fun rope with us.
Yeah. Does anyone crush beers?
I'm sure people will be crushing beers. I won't be crushing beers, but they'll be.
But you're allowed to?
It's kind of more like a fun for the sponsors and for clients of the sponsors to come out and have a good time. It's not super serious at all.
So who are the other Ams?
Other Ams? Like I told you, Kyle and Simon and Taylor. And
okay, so it's not all like Al Dubois from Bumper Stumpers.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know the probably some Al Dubois out there. Yeah, I'll let you know next week on the show who came.
Who is the best golfer that I know from another endeavor? Like singer,
yeah,
hockey player. Who's like unbelievable? Actor?
Well, Steph Curry, the basketball player, is an awesome golfer. He's a great golfer.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like a scratch, no handicap. Tony Romo. Really? Tony Romo is a good golfer.
Really? Tom Cochran's a good golfer, right?
Yeah, for sure. He's played in some amateur events. Yep. He's a great golfer.
Who's the best non-professional golfer in Canada?
Well, I think Billy Walsh. Well, you know, he's the best pro golfer, like that's not on the tour. Like there's ratings in Canada. For amateurs?
Yeah, but you know what I mean. I don't mean like actual golfers. I mean like...
Oh, you mean like...
Who's someone...
You mean like amateur, like just people.
Yeah, who's the best celebrity golfer in Canada?
Because I played with a guy, met my buddy Ernie Batisse, who's a great amateur golfer. He's a +5, which means he shoots in the like 67, 68 every time. So that's...
+5.
Yeah, like below par 5. That's how his handicap. Like Taylor is probably like a +7, +8 or something.
Okay, but anyway, in the Tom Cochran realm.
Tom Cochran world.
Who's the best, like, celebrity golfer?
Gil Moore is pretty solid golfer.
Is he?
Yeah, for sure.
Weren't Gil and Tom in a foursome at your tournament last year?
Yeah, and they won. Yeah, they won it because it was a stacked team.
Is Al from Rush good?
He's all right. He's pretty good. Like, there's a lot of people that are avid golfers that are like love golf that are pretty good. Like the hip guys. Paul Langlois loves golf. He plays all the time, and Gord Sinclair loves golf too. So. They're both up in the tournament this year on July 29th. They stopped the stigma at the summit. That they'll be there.
Wicked.
Cochran will be there.
Wicked.
I won one of those tournaments with all those guys in it, so I put myself the hat in the ring there.
Did you?
Yeah, I won one of those Music Cares tournaments, and all those guys were in it.
Who's better, Sinclair or Langlois?
I don't know. I don't. That's a tough one. Maybe Paul. I don't know. Maybe Gord would get mad. I'm not sure. I haven't played with those guys in a few years, so I have to see. Maybe
it's so interesting.
Is it really though?
Well, I find it really interesting because golf is one of those things that you have to do 3 times a week to maintain or improve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And who has that kind of time?
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Like, I want to get up tomorrow at, like, 5 o'clock and go there and start hitting balls. But I know that if I do that, I won't be able to hit balls anymore. Because I'll just too tired. So, there's no... when you don't play that much, it's just you have good shots and bad shots. You just have to be able to live with that. Unless you're playing all the time.
I would take that all day, every day.
Yeah. Hot and cold. Sometimes the tap just turns off on you. Sometimes it bursts and you just get horny for like 2-3 holes and then kind of sips away on you again. You know, that's golf for me. And
you just have to be okay with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be glad to know.
I don't care.
Especially when there are 3 other balls that you could use. You'll be glad to know that the countertop guys were here. And then they installed the countertops. Nice dudes. We didn't really hear much of them on the pod. That was several hours ago now because then it was dinner time and then I went for a bike ride with the girls.
Yeah.
And now we're back just cleaning her up.
Yeah. And
so to recap, the most exciting news to come out of this pod is the Bod Boss. Yeah. Bodboss@gmail.com. First 25 people that email us will automatically be on the bus. Next people will be on a waiting list because maybe there will be some cancellations. If you're on the bus, you get return transportation, and you get a ticket to the show.
Yeah. And in terms of jams, we have some jams left, but we could maybe do one more.
What do you
want
to do? Should we put them on ice?
We could do the one to finish up the show.
All right, let's do it.
You ready?
You hit the jam, yeah, and then I'll just fire something out.
Okay.
Clear me. You know what it means when I put on this freaking song, don't you?
Oh, come on.
Well, it's been a long day at work. My feet are right sore.
I want to watch MASH.
Here's the Jerkins.
I want to do my vocal warm-ups. Oh!
Laramie. Just freaking rub my feet with Jerkins, will ya?
Oh, come on. I'm not doing that. Listen. Oh!
Don't you think the neighbors are going to think you're having a bird?
I don't.
Just rub my feet. You know when you ball up your knuckles?
No, I can't.
And then you squeeze the meat on my underfoot right hard.
Why do you put this song on all the time? You know I don't like this
song. Because it just relaxes me. I told you when I was a little girl, my grandmother used to put on Betty Davis eyes, and she'd get the Jergens, and I'd have a bucket of cheese balls from the Costco, and I'd just eat cheese balls, cry, and she'd rub my feet with Jergens.
Hey, you know what, Andrea? I noticed that you don't... Can't really find cheese balls these days around, like especially in the plastic.
Don't bring change the subject.
The plastic.
Just rub the meat on my foot, will ya?
I saw them at Food Basics once. The plastic.
Laramie, can
jugs.
I confess something to you?
And I haven't seen
can
them
I confess
since.
Something?
What?
I think I might be getting the gout.
What?
I might be getting a bit of the gout.
What
and
do
I
you mean?
I went to the doctor. He said if you have a roommate or some loved one. That would rub your feet, that would help a lot.
That's how Bob Marley died.
Well, there's acid. My acid levels are right high because I eat so many chicken wings.
Well,
and he said I might be getting a touch of the gout.
Well, I don't know. I don't.
Just lear me, talk less, rub more. But yeah, let's go.
Maybe you should take it easy on those coolers. On the weekend.
Yeah, good time for a pep talk, Laramie. You know what? Never friggin' mind.
Well, I've heard...
I rub my own feet with my own Jergens. But look, the cheese balls are getting all right stuck to my hands. Thanks, Laramie. Good to know I can count on ya.
I'm sorry. Listen, I didn't mean it like that, okay?
You know what? It's too late. Forget it. Rub your own feet.
Oh, for
See how you like it. Oh. You rub everything else in your room. Don't think I don't hear ya. Don't think I don't notice that the Jergens disappears.
You don't have to turn off the song, all right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the whole thing, all right? Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should just move back to Cape Breton. Get a job at Meads.
Listen, I didn't mean...
And you can spend the rest of your life thinking about the one that got away.
I didn't mean it about the drinking. I'm sorry. Okay?
Oh, my gout.
I'm sorry.
Ouch, my gout. Oh.
My gout.
Oh, my gout! Good chatting, bud.
Good chatting, bud.